Anchoring knowledge in an age of digital fragility. You know, in an era of streaming culture and revocable digital licenses, the act of building a library is a radical assertion of independence. We are moving away from a world where we consume content on platforms towards a world where we hold knowledge in our own infrastructure. This requires a dual-track strategy, the high-speed distribution of the Nostr protocol and the high-density preservations of the physical page. To build a library today is to create a vault, a collection that is mathematically secure, physically permanent, and intellectually curated. Building the seed bank of ideas. Building a library is not the same as collecting books. A collection is an accumulation. A library is a system. 1. The core satellite model. A curated library should follow a first principle structure. Identify the core, the 50 to 100 books that define your worldview, your technical craft, whether it be Bitcoin, full stack development, systems administration, and your linguistic foundations, whether it be English, Spanish, Arabic, you know, Italian. These are your non-negotiables. The satellite collection consists of exploratory texts, niche interests, temporary research projects, and wildcard books that challenge your current biases. Curation is the process of periodically promoting satellites to the core or rotating them around to make room for new growth. Every book in your library should pass a test. If you cannot explain the core thesis of the book to a peer using the text as a reference, you don't own the knowledge within it. A curated library is a tool for active thought, not a background of unread spines. Distribution via the pyramid, the relay as the librarian. Once you have curated your seed bank, how do you share it without falling into the traps of centralized censorship? This is where Fiat Draft's pyramid relay changes the game. 1. The relay as a gated garden. Standard Nostr relays are public squares. They are prone to noise and spam. Pyramid, however, is designed for private groups, NIP29, and it allows you to create a librarian's guild relay where the rules are the code. Only authorized public keys, other librarians can publish book events, NIP15, NIP94, where curation is enforced. The relay acts as a filter, ensuring that users who connect to your bookstore library feed see only what has been vetted by the guild. 2. The library as a distribution point. By running a pyramid relay on your own hardware, like a VPS that you have paid for a certain amount of time in advance, or even self-hosted infrastructure in your own house, you turn your library into a distribution point. You aren't hosting a list, you are hosting the metadata. When a user zaps a librarian for an ebook, the relay facilitates the transfer of the encrypted key. In this model, the relay is the library building and the events are the books. The biliterate mandate. Why we must keep both. The digital edge, which is speed and search. Digital books, ebooks, EPUBs, PDFs are essential for the software engineer's workflow. They provide searchability, finding a specific flag or error code in a 600-page manual is instant in digital. They provide portability. You can carry a 10,000-volume library on a single encrypted micro SD card. They provide distribution. Digital files can be mirrored across Nostr, making them impossible to burn in the aggregate. The physical anchor. censorship, and cognitive debt. Physical books are the ultimate cold storage for knowledge. Non-erasability. A digital book on a Kindle can be updated or deleted by the publisher without your consent, as seen in the infamous Kindle event concerning 1984. A physical book is yours forever, though. The biliterate brain. Research shows that reading on paper increases cognitive retention and deep focus. The tactile feedback of the page creates a spatial map in the brain that scrolling lacks. And aesthetics. A physical library is a physical manifestation of your mind. It is a zero-trust environment. It requires no electricity, no internet, and no permission to function. So let's look at a new idea now. The 10-year horizon. Books as high work investment. Can books be a financial investment? Yes. But only if you treat them like proof of work, not like a get-rich-quick scheme. If you are looking to invest in high-value books, rare editions, signed first printings, or niche manuals, you must adopt a 10-year-plus time horizon. So, what is the work of book investment? A physical book investment requires active stewardship. You have to control humidity, UV light of the physical library. Investing in books means investing in acid-free covers and stable environments. And the value of a book is often tied to its history. Tracking the chain of custody, who owned it before you, is a form of manual chain analysis. To profit from books, you must know more than the market. You must identify authors before they become mainstream. The 10-year lock-in. High-value books are illiquid assets. You cannot market sell a rare first edition of the sovereign individual in 5 minutes. The value accrues as the physical scarcity increases over decades. As more copies of a rare book are lost to fire, water, or neglect, your mint condition copy becomes a mathematical rarity. After 10 years, a book isn't just an object, it is a proven survivor of the cultural cycle. So, the infinite library. We are building a future where our libraries are hybrid entities. We use Nostra and Pyramid to broadcast the voice of our books to the world, and we use our physical shelves to anchor the spirit of those books in our homes. You know, and this is to ensure that if digital lights go out, the knowledge remains. And if the physical walls fall, the digital echoes continue to circulate. What would be some now key principles for a librarian? Both your PGP and Nostra keys for your digital files and the physical keys to your bookshelf. You own it. Ensure your digital PDFs match the original first edition checksums. Always verify the hash. Don't just consume, host a pyramid relay for your community or host a few pyramid relays. Use Bitcoin gains to buy physical books that will outlive you. Use your library to learn languages like Italian, like Latin. You know, the original protocols are human thought. If a book isn't worth keeping for 10 years, it isn't worth buying. Keep digital backup in multiple jurisdictions. Keep physical books in one hardened location. A small library of truth is worth more than a giant library of noise. Zap authors directly on Nostra. Cut out the publishing middlemen. In a world of chaos, the person who organizes the truth is the ultimate strategist. thank you so much, and I hope this could open your path on using Nosta and as a means for, you know, your digital files in the form of books, and using cold storage, which is a physical library space, for all your physical books that will outlive you. And thank you so much for listening, and all the best till the next note.